Current Bias, currently. Limbic Freedom. And the reason we're doing that is because we're talking about Art Life Festival. I've got Grace and Tash here. How are you?
Hi.
Is this working?
Hi, we're great.
You're great?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
You're great. Well, we know you're great because you've just sort of put on this incredible festival again. If people haven't been to Art Life Festival, well, we're going to get into the weeds with it, but it's just an amazing 10-dimensional festival of all sorts of stuff that's going to be seen and heard on Friday the 22nd through to Sunday the 24th of November, happening at Hollywood Avondale, and then on Sunday at Old Folks Ass. Tell me more about this beautiful thing you've created.
Okay, so this is like the third the third iteration of Outlier Festival. It actually started back in 2019, mm-hmm. before me and Grace even worked at the Audio Foundation. They were so encouraging for us to get the festival started from literally nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the idea initially was a winter drone festival, because of the tendency for things to get a bit sleepy around town during the winter season. And yeah, it was very, very DIY. Threw it together and it was super well received. Mm-hmm. It was a 3-day festival then as well, so it's always been 3 days.
So what was your dream for it? And like, I guess you're living the dream for it. What was your dream for the festival when you started?
Well, it kind of shifted, eh? And I think what it is now is sort of the thing. I think when we decided the second iteration of the festival, well, the first iteration wasn't just drone specifically. No. It developed into something else that had a lot of different artists, especially a lot of electronic artists. And then the second festival, we decided to make it exclusively electronic music and all live electronic music, not DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had one DJ last year. We had one DJ last year.
I think that the basis for it now is really emphasizing that it's exclusively live performances. Mm-hmm. And especially within the realm of electronic, I find it, like, it's not that common on events happening around town these days. Like,
no.
I wish I could be going out to more live electronic gigs, especially exclusively live. There wasn't really, we just kind of dreamed up what we wished was happening a bit more. And I think like leaning into the like multimodal format as well. So, you know, getting other like modalities and represented, like there was dance last year, and like we again commissioned someone to do visual art, and they would collaborate with like different artists that they'd been assigned in advance, and kind of intentionally create something to present to the audience, which was, I don't know, really fun.
Which we have again this time. We've got 2 visual artists for the cinema screen, mm-hmm. and then we also have an artist who's doing an installation with CRT TVs, and then we also have an artist doing a foyer installation in the Hollywood cinema.
Yeah.
Of like an AV installation.
Cool.
That is just like there. Actually, that one's specifically there, because I think the other thing with Outlier is it plays into a lot of practices that are parallel to electronic music that don't get displayed, like audio visual practices. And also we have an exhibition of DIY electronic instruments on the Sunday, alongside like talks and workshops for people to go and listen to do with making electronic music, and also making live visuals for electronic music and music in general. And I think that Outlier Festival is something unique because it's not just electronic music dance floors. It's electronic music dedicated listening, experimental electronic music, with those dance floors being a part of that. But the focal point is on the diversity of electronic music to provide a lot of different experiences that isn't just a club night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Great.
Well put.
That is well put. Mm. I think, that our job's nearly done with that amazing speech. But I do think that we should talk about who's playing. I could read a list, but would you like to maybe spout off some kind of things you're excited about happening across? So it's two stages at the Hollywood.
Two stages.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Give us some of your highlights.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is worth being excited about because mm-hmm. we've just put, like, we've really brought together, like, our favourite people who are making and have a live practice at the moment from around the whole country. But I'm sure we probably have different anticipated acts, but I personally, I've been wanting to see Miller Hertz mm-hmm. perform for years and years and years now, and we tried to book him last Outlier Festival, but it didn't work out, so I'm very, very excited about seeing him. He is working on something specifically for this festival, so it'll be the premiere of that.
Where's he from?
He is based in Poneke mm-hmm. and
originally Iranian.
I am not sure.
And so he's actually the doctor. He's actually works at university.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He's Dr. Moserai.
Yeah.
He's going to be giving one of the lectures on the Sunday as well.
Oh, cool.
I think it's going to be something that's like nothing else that anyone's seen a performance like that. I haven't ever seen a performance like that in this country.
I'm really hoping that this piece does go ahead, like it's TBC, but from what we've discussed, it's going to be quite confronting.
Cool.
Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah.
We're listening to Dream Chambers right now, and I'm quite obsessed with Dream Chambers. Tell me about Dream Chambers.
Yeah. Dream Chambers, well, you can, if you're like real obsessed, Dream Chambers is also one of the people giving a workshop, giving a talk on modular synthesizers on the Sunday.
Great.
After you can see Dream Chambers. But yeah, Dream Chambers is one of the other people we also tried to book.
Yeah.
Previously for an Outlier Festival.
Yeah, we wanted her last, 2022.
Yeah.
Three?
2022. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting my years mixed up.
It's very fair.
Yeah, so also hotly anticipated by the Outlier Festival organisers.
Cool. Yeah, big fan. And so I'll just reel off some other names because I've got the names right in front of me. Mm-hmm. It is lots and lots. But is it Jana Quill?
Jana Quill, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for Jana Quill as
International
well.
International artist.
Mm-hmm.
Modular synthesizer player as well. And I think you could talk more on Jana Quill. When you told me that you knew Jana, I was like, oh my gosh, please ask.
Yeah, she's got a crazy practice. She uses like lots of buzzy like homemade instruments and like electromagnetic field receivers and light transmitters and stuff to make like really cool rhythms.
Cool.
I actually bought her other... her old duo, WDK, and toured them around New Zealand back yonks ago, maybe like 2017.
Whoa.
And I played a show with her in Japan, so I was very eager to just like be like, what's up, haven't seen you in like five years.
Come do the thing you're doing now, my thing.
Yeah, my thing.
Great. Oh, well, maybe we could have a quick listen to Up from Jana Quill.
Sounds good.
At least part of it, and come back and talk more shortly. Let's do that. All right. Here it is. Coming right up.
Thank you.
So we're listening to Jana Quill, all the way from Australia. The song's called Up. And we are talking to Tash and Grace from Outlier Festival. Now, I'm into this. What else can I expect? Because...
We should talk about... We've got, like... I think one thing we've had in both... Like, we have quite a few Tonga Portal players in the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that I think we both really loved including, even though it's, you know, people are like, oh, that's an acoustic instrument, but it is so part of the electronic music scene in this country at the moment. And so we've got, like, We're Purnamu playing with Wi-Fi, and then we also have Abigail...
Might I add, first live We're Purnamu
set. So who's that?
His name is Michael. He lives in Poneke as well, and... He makes just some of the best, like, bassy, twilted, ambient music, but very, like, Aotearoa-coded. I'm just, like, such a fan. He actually played here last night. Saturday night. He opened for DJ Travella. So he's been coming to Tamaki a bit, playing shows.
I think I met him with Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they did a set together, a hybrid set together earlier in the year in April, opening for James K, which was a related article show. And everyone ate it up.
Cool.
And yeah, I had to spend, I think, almost 3 months convincing Michael to accept this booking, because he was a little bit like, oh, maybe I'm not ready, but like I'm like, I know you are.
Yeah.
LA Festival, I feel like there's so, we always have bookings where it's like we just believe so much in these artists, and like there's often artists that have only played, we've got like someone on who's never played a show before on the lineup, and who are amazing.
Tosha.
Oh.
Incredible album. And
Soliloquy.
That one we both listened to heaps, and then they have another album out recently, who's from Ponaki. But also back to the Tonga Portal, we also have Abigail and Aroha Jensen and Ricky Pitahi playing for their second gig together, and it'll be just after their vinyl has been released, which is coming out in November through Audio Foundation Records, and it is a masterpiece, if I say
cool.
So. That's going to be our performance to look forward to. They played together once before at a festival in, I believe it was in Altaporti, and was just like, that was the highlight of the night.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Two very amazing people.
Yeah.
And we've got... I'm just looking through the list here. I might just rattle some names off just because there's so much, and we want to make sure that everyone gets a mention. Yeah. Vanessa Worm, close to my heart. I haven't seen Vanessa Worm play for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be the only Vanessa Worm show for the year.
Amazing.
Yeah, I've been told as well.
I don't think I've lost my shit to a live performance quite like I ever have to a Vanessa Worm show.
Well, she lives in Nam now, so we're just sort of bringing her back from building spiral staircases to do us a show.
Thank you for that. Amy Jean Barnett, Borrowed CS, Current Bias is mentioned. Johnny Marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what's Johnny
Marks
up to?
Synthy. So Johnny has released this amazing a vinyl through Pyramid Club Records in Whanganui Tata, which is like the audio foundation in Whanganui Tata Pyramid Club. And it's an incredible album because, of course, Johnny has does Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah.
And he harmonizes with this old synth he has that's called a synthy with an I, and it's a really famous old synth in a
very
suitcase.
Rare.
Very rare. There's like one guy in the world who repairs them. They're very hard to find. And it's a big synth nerd piece, and he's going to come and do this incredible performance he does where he does his Mongolian throat singing with the synthesizer.
Wow. Okay, I keep getting stuck on things because everything's so interesting.
JHL, we haven't mentioned. I think we were going to play a JHL track, right? Very excited to see him play. He's like 17 years old.
Yeah.
Or 18 now, I think. Turned 18 this year.
He's just turned 18, and he's very, very, he's crazy talented. He'll be like,
they'll be
doing,
yeah.
from the tech side of things, he's like, the lighting cues, like fog machine, like, wow. it's gonna be great.
And we're listening to a little bit of JHL right now.
Okay, we'll pump it up.
I'm gonna pump it up just for a few seconds.
One, two, three, get your hands on me, 'cause I wanna run your buttons through, so let me get your attention.
All right, okay, everything's happening at once. Well, hey, so I've done a lot of talking at you, and we've found out some great information, but we're going to keep talking about this little list and of who's going to be there, and then I'll crank this last song up, and then we'll give away a double pass, eh?
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
So LSD fundraiser?
LSD fundraiser, yes. The only artist to ever have their tape cassette blown up by the bomb squad. probably some of the
Let's
best.
Let's get into the lore.
Really great lore. I'm an artist that I've followed for so long and is so prolific. And I just thought, and I remember when they came up, when we were booking, I was like, you know, when you just think of an artist, this makes so much sense. Of course, like LSD fundraiser has to play.
Cool.
Yeah, super pumped. And we got Miller Hertz, Tosha, Wepunamu, Will I You. Will You, some people might have seen Will I You. She played at Aloham both weekends at the start of the year, but it will be her first gig in Tamaki.
Amazing. Love Big Fat Raro.
Yes.
BJ Leo.
Oh my God, yes. That is one of my... I'm very excited to see him perform because I'm maybe a little bit biased, but on my record label, I did a release with him last year, at the end of last year. He did like an ambisonic EP, and although unfortunately we are unable to do the performance multi-channel in the cinema, he's going to be doing some really cool like spatial ambient with like hot break beats, and like it's just gonna be just trust me, I do trust you.
Green Grove hasn't played for a while, it feels, at least. Hasji, JHL, we've mentioned Kraus, always love Kraus, and then Teddy.
Yes, this is also
Three Wise.
Besides a 1BFM live to air, this will be Teddy's first live set.
Is this like hyper pop stuff?
They did that radio song called Radio.
they're one of the organizers of the Nympho events.
Cool.
Huge Angel. And another act that was kind of like, I haven't seen you before. I'm gonna peer pressure you into, you know, if you give someone,
it's
if
literally
you give anyone
my
like
whole
six
career
months
is
notice,
this exact attitude.
Anything seems possible with 6 months notice, you know. So it's just like there you go.
You just say, yeah, it's a great way to do things. Sometimes it's interesting. People do, people, you know, do the thing that they're doing for years, and then they don't realize that people would quite like to see it. And sometimes all it does take is a little like polite conversation, and it's amazing what you can find. Art installations from Duckling Monster, Sarah Callinson, the Musical Electronics Library, talks and workshops by, as mentioned, Dr. Moser Zuri, Jess Chambers aka Dream Chambers, Tim Caldwell, and projected visuals by East Cyberboy 666.
Oh yeah, and also Knees TV. That was not on the poster when we put that one out, but he's also doing installations with CRT TVs in the
Amazing.
Second stage.
The living room.
The living room. Yeah. Which is, like, that building is so cool. I love saying this fun fact. That building is the first cinema ever built in the country.
Ah.
It's little because they're littler than the cinemas these days because obviously they had smaller.
Yeah.
Not as many people. But I think it's, like, over, I mean, definitely over 100 years old.
Amazing.
Imagine all the things that got watched them back in the day and now we're dancing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of World War II propaganda films, and then you're coming in a sweep where there's amazing feels in there, and you're going to make it even more amazing. This is so cool. This is happening on the 22nd and the 23rd of November. The live contingent of it at Hollywood Avondale, and then at Old Folks Association on the Sunday, the 24th. Now, people want tickets, which of course they do. They can go to Under the Radar, right?
Yeah, yep. Under the Radar. We've got festival passes. I think for like, we have a few early birds left, so save yourself $10 mm-hmm. and get them today.
Yep.
Or you can get individual nightly passes, but why would you do that when you could come to the entire thing and then just feed your brain on the Sunday.
Why waste your life?
Full info.
Yeah. And we've really kept it down because we have really good support from the Auckland Council
this
year. And so we've been able to keep ticket prices down to $80 for 3 days.
That's so good. All right. Well, thank you so much. And people can find out more at Under the Radar, obviously, this where you can buy the tickets. And should we give away a double pass?
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So people can text into 5395 if... What's the question? Do you have a question? Do you want to put a question out there?
What's your favourite electronic music track from this country?
Yeah, good question.
I want to read that. I want to
okay.
know.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, thank you. We've listened to some very great stuff. And if you want to see that too, as well as hear it, you know what to do. Go to Outlier Festival 2024. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Matt.
See you soon. All right. Here's Cindy Lee with Diamond Jubilee. And up in about 10 minutes' time, we'll be talking to Sam Cullen and